You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So welcome in our man, Jason Jones of The Athletic. Jason, what's happening, man?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm on the baseball now. I'm done with basketball.
Damn. Oh, no.
Damn. Look, man, your boy, your coach, he defended his players by saying the game is just reffed terribly. You know, he went to the podium and said that.
If I got to get Jackson Hayes fourth quarter minutes with the game on the line and a struggling offense when you got a guy who hit seven threes over there watching my man Gabe Vincent, who had been out almost the entire season, struggle. Oh, well. I'm like, oh, the offense, they haven't scored a field goal in 8 minutes. What's going to happen? Oh, D'Angelo, sit down for a while. You know, you just wait. I need to get Spencer Dinwiddie his run real quick.
Yo, does he make it out of this this summer as the Lakers head coach?
Probably because they're going to be cheap, but probably. I mean, that's indefensible. Mm. I mean, there's no, you know, I know everyone's mad at my. I'm like, okay, they made a switch on AD. What do? You don't make it an adjustment at all. Mm. You put AD in the corner like he's a spot up shooter.
That's what. Oh no, that wasn't him last year. Who was that last year? Was that Vogel?
No, that was Darvin last year. That
Darvin was
the same guy
there last year. That's right, because he was Mike Brown's year.
He started Dennis Schroeder. Yeah. You know,
He was putting AD in the corner in that Nuggets series last year. I was like, we figured it out. Yeah, no, you didn't, sir. No, you didn't.
I'm sitting there going, okay, this is basically a must-win game. Why are you? Why? I know AD. Yeah, he had four fouls. Why is he not starting the fourth quarter?
Poor Jason.
You empty the clip. You don't sit there. I mean, he coached it like it was a regular season game, like it was the second of a back-to-back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, well. I have no words. I mean, I've been watching stuff like this all season. I have no words. I'm just like, okay, it is what it is.
I don't know how he makes it out of this.
Yeah, thing. I don't either.
If I can survive Josh McDaniels, I can survive this. I mean, I'm just sitting there going, okay.
Darvin got all the LA and LA brethren just out there, just in a loss for words.
I'm like, Gabe hasn't played all. I mean, what you were doing was working on Jamal, throwing bigger guys at him. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna put a small guy on him. Mm. Now let him cook.
Man, you wasted 32 from AD last night.
Oh, well, that's the crazy thing. I felt like just watching that game, and I know Jason just laid out some of the strategic mistakes, but I didn't feel like the Lakers played bad even when the Nuggets were coming back. Like, it wasn't like they just blew it. The Nuggets kind of walked them down, but they still made shots late. You know, even when they lost the lead, they made like three more shots in the last 2 minutes to go ahead or something like that. It just missed the one time, and that was
there was a stretch from like midway through the third to like that first 4 minutes of the fourth where you saw what was happening. Well, we all saw it. Darvin didn't. And I'm like, you lost that game at the buzzer with two timeouts and a challenge in your pocket.
Mm. Oh, man.
Mm. I'm like, at least challenge the one LeBron foul on Murray. Mm. I mean, at least that was marginal. At least challenge. I mean, then you can maybe, you needed to give your guys a break anyway. Like, what are you holding on to them for?
Two timeouts is crazy.
Yeah, like I said.
one is one thing, but two is crazy.
I say, hold on to love the way Darvin holds on the timeouts.
One of my favorite things is when Jason is fed up with his teams.
I mean, what do you do? I'm like, I'm sitting there going, I'm like, he's just like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and let this thing play out. I'm like, why do you ever have Jackson Hayes, Torian Prince, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Gabe on the court together?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Because it's a 30-point game. That's usually what you have.
I'm like, and I'm not mad at the players. I mean, they're
players,
trying.
This is not on you.
No.
I'm like, why do you ever not have at least three of your starters on the court at the same time?
Should put Harry Giles out there, too. Let Harry get
some
Happy
birthday,
run.
Harry Giles, by the way. Turned 26 today.
Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday, HG3.
God, he's getting close. Wow, I'm getting old. I just thought about, man.
Harry's 26-year-old. But didn't Harry come in at like 19, maybe 20 or something
young.
Like that?
Yeah. I was talking to someone the other day. I swore Harrison Barnes was like 34, 35. I'm like, he's really not that old.
He's not.
Yeah, what is he, 31?
Yeah, we talk about Harrison like he's about to have grandkids.
He's like, I'm 31. I'm like, he really feels like Harrison. I mean, but I've been hearing about Eric Harrison since he was like a sophomore in high school.
Yeah. I think we also can't shake his beard strike that he once went on. Which,
poor guy.
Yeah, that aged him. That aged him a solid 10 and a half years.
Said, I'm not shaving until we make the playoffs. Out there looking like Fitzmagic.
My man was about to be Black Moses in this mug.
And it just didn't grow well either. It was like spotty.
It was like a real long Anthony Hamilton beard.
Yeah.
It was just like, what are we doing here? I'm like, I joke with Harris. I thought, but his wife was like, would y'all please make the playoffs? I got to look at this every day.
Poor Harrison was just trying to motivate his teammates, man.
And they're like, yeah, whatever, bro.
They didn't care. They're like, you know where you are, right, Harrison? We don't care.
Glenn Robinson III could care less about his beard.
God, that was a hell of a
Daquan Jeffries could care less.
No, hit Daquan. Hit Daquan.
Yeah, what a time. What a time. And I felt for Kings fans listening to that Malik Monk presser. Because it sounds an awful lot like the presser or the media stuff he did before he left the Lakers about, I love it here. Mm. You know, it's a great fit. I'm like, he about to get paid.
Who do you think – So I was going to ask you about D'Angelo Russell. We could tie this all in together. Where do you think these two, you know, potentially land here? They could be competing for the same jobs in Malik and D'Angelo Russell.
I think D'Angelo. I mean, of course, because no one ever tampers in the NBA.
Never.
You know, that never happens. I figure his people are going to survey the landscape to know what's out there for him, and if there's nothing appealing, he can stay another year. I almost kind of feel like his decision depends on what they do with Darvin. I mean, you know, but I think, you know, and then you got, you know, I mean, Malik is younger than D'Angelo, but not by much, right?
It's like 2-3 years,
yeah. Yeah, so I mean, it all depends on what you're looking for, really. I think, you know, if you're looking for, it depends what you're looking for, really, to me.
Yeah,
I think D'Angelo is in a good spot with the Lakers. I mean, it's not his fault that for some reason his 7 made 3-pointers weren't worthy of more 4-quarter minutes. It's not his fault. He did something wrong, you know.
If they don't get out of this first round, we talked about Darvin Ham, obviously. Is there any other moves is there a LeBron or AD type move in LA? At this point, because I don't know. I don't think the coach is just the problem. Like, I think the team is good, you know, and they play good to end the season, and they're going up against maybe the favorite, so that's tough as well. But I do think they need a little something else, man. I think
they're not good enough to overcome major blunders from the coaching staff. Mm-hmm. I think they'll have their pick. They have a bunch of contracts they could move, but I don't know if in today's NBA going for the let's land another superstar and having no depth is the way to go. You know, I don't know what the move would be. You know, I mean, maybe, you know, everyone says, well, they can try to go get Trae Young, but it's like, how many, I don't know what that really, I mean, he's a good player, but does that make you a championship team? I don't know. What are you going to have with that? You know, and then, you know, that's a lot of money to be tying up. So I don't know what the move is. I think, you know, I do think that some of their spare pieces who would help them are, I think Vando would help them a lot defensively. They don't have him, you know, but even still, I don't know what the move would be. But then again, every summer, there's always at least that one move you never saw coming. So yeah. Who knows? And I think you see what happens with Cleveland and Donovan Mitchell. There's a lot of things to monitor, you know, to see what happens. And I'm not off the top of my head familiar what their cap situation is going to be, but you know, you're going to have AD there. You're going to have Bron there. And
to follow up on what, because we don't really mention this part of it, unlike Malik is an unrestricted free agent. Mm-hmm. D'Angelo has a player option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the idea is, and that's why Jay was talking about checking the landscape, the idea is, hey, we're going to check with Orlando or San Antonio or all of these teams that have money. You're at 18 and some change right now. If we can get you 20 out there with one of these teams, 22, 23, 25 with some of these teams, then you opt out. If you don't, got $18 million with the Los Angeles Lakers next year. Now, the caveat to that is you could wind up being traded and most likely will come February. Right. Unless you're playing out of this world, there's a really good possibility you're going to finish the team with someone other than the Los Angeles Lakers, because if things aren't going the way that LeBron and everyone else hopes, mm-hmm. then they have to move and you'll be an easily movable piece.
He thought he was traded this deadline.
That's right.
Man was crying during the post.
Getting consoled by Austin Reeves.
Yeah. Everybody thought he was gone, and I was never sold that he would.
Where'd
be
they
gone.
Think he was going? Atlanta? Was it DeJounte Murray?
Remember, that was a rough stretch. They played the Hawks before the deadline.
That's
he's shooting
right.
Free throws. They're chanting, "We don't want you."
That was awful. Yeah, that was awful. That was trash. Jeez.
And the thing is, I don't think D'Angelo's the problem. I think if you can have a player of his caliber at that salary is great for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they probably could use some depth. And I think, you know, I talked to people I know who are coaches. They said, you know, are they the best team in the league? No, but a lot of their problems are strategic. A lot of their issues they have in games are strategic.
Darvin Ham ain't coming back. Ain't no way Darvin Ham can't come back. If they're writing articles about Mike Brown's future in Sacramento, Darvin Ham cannot possibly be back in Los Angeles.
I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me. I think I saw an article somewhere. Might have been I don't know who it was, but they said even if the Lakers lose in the first round, there's a good chance Darvin's back.
Oof, that's crazy.
And I know. Yeah, it's tough, you know, because you kind of take into account, you know, he is a younger coach, so to speak, and all that. But, I mean, there's just been some things that they've done there that are inexcusable. Like, you choosing to put all your eggs in the Taurean Prince Cam Reddish basket for, like, 3 months almost.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I do agree with the thought of like him being a young coach and you give him time to grow a little bit, but it doesn't seem like – hell, remember, wasn't in the middle of the year when – this is unfair. I shouldn't say this, but – Bron and AD were trying to get him fired. They
allegedly.
They damn near staged a strike, a protest.
Well,
like,
and then they kept like, winning. That was the problem.
Was that also when LeBron was telling everyone Bronny was better than people on his team?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Imagine being Adrian Griffin and you got fired.
Oh.
And you're sitting there going, these guys can keep it. I got fired?
Hell, Adrian Griffin could watch his own team and be like, y'all fired me for this?
It was my fault?
Man. Well, yeah. I mean, look, they do play today.
We there's blame some, coaches too easily.
I think so, too.
I agree. I mean, it's never one thing. I mean, we got two teams that lost talking about officiating. Well, officiating's been bad all year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not a surprise that the officiating comes up in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And it's probably going to keep coming up because when a league decides in March, hey, we're going to officiate stuff differently.
Crazy.
I mean, you know, you got a coach in Oklahoma City going, I thought I knew the rule on challenging. And then it wasn't they got some work to do. You know, at least Jontay Murray got paid.
Well, good for
or
him.
Jontay Porter. But it, no, he got paid.
Order. He got his $200,000. Good for him.
He got chipped out on his way out the league.
Real quick about these games tonight. I mean, we got Indiana and Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. We got Phoenix and Minnesota. We got Clippers and Mavericks. Which teams do you think even up the series, if any, today?
I think the Dallas has a good chance to even theirs up. I don't think there's any way they'll have an 8-point quarter.
That was crazy.
Again,
they couldn't throw.
I think once Kyrie and Luka got cooking, but I mean they were down like 100 points at that point. But I think especially if there's no Kawhi, again, mm-hmm. I think Dallas can. I mean, really, I think Phoenix can win. Mm. No, but yeah. I mean, but Ant-Man's a whole different breed. I mean, yeah.
We start
that guy's confident. That guy's a problem.
He might have introduced us to playoff Ant-Man. I know he's been in the playoffs before, but he was damn near a teenager then. This is grown man Ant-Man saying there's a playoff Ant-Man.
Yeah, that stat they said is crazy. They said in the history of their franchise, KG has the most 30-point playoff games, and he has 7. Ant has 6 in 12 games.
Man.
I mean, my joke is that it's going to be so great when the Lakers, you know, get him to leave and come to L.A. It's like, there's certain franchises when they have a good player, you're like, it's going to be so sad when that guy leaves. I mean, you're seeing all that ownership stuff they got going on now. The owner backing out of the deal with A-Rod and Laura. I said, it's going to be so great.
Yeah, they got a mediation session planned.
What is that to determine? Like, the sale can't be – you can't go back on it, maybe?
So they have to – I think they're trying to determine why this deal didn't go through, what was promised in the process. Did Mark Lohr and Alex Rodriguez meet the contractual obligations that – the Taylor family put forward, and if so, then the sale is final. And did you know did Glenn Taylor back out of it? So
they said Glenn Taylor saw what was going on. He thought this team is good now. I could get way more for this. No sale.
I'm staying in. Alex Rodriguez, we have the money. I think the most fascinating, learning like so much about like this process through it falling apart, was the fact that no money has actually changed hands yet.
That's crazy.
We joke that they're paying in like payment plans, like they're on an Affirm plan to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves, whereas all they had to do was prove that they had the money. It's like, hey, no, look, we have it. We're not, we don't have to give it to you yet.
Right.
We're just showing you. It's like a bank stub. Look, guys, we got it.
And then proof of income.
There was a deadline to show them again. Hey, guys, look, we have it.
Yeah.
But no money had actually changed hands yet.
It's like they were going to, it was like they were trying to rent an apartment. Like, here's my last two pay stubs. Mm-hmm. You know, here's proof of what I'm, you know, this is
proof of income.
Yeah.
Crazy.
The NBA has some very unique situations going on right now. Some of it just can't be good. Like I said, you know, the officiating thing is a major issue for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I was like, a year ago, LeBron didn't get hit nearly. D'Angelo got hit way harder than LeBron got hit in Boston last year. And LeBron got a whole tweet apology about we lost sleep. And now the replay, like, oh, that's marginal. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, for the record, I'm not saying that's why the Lakers lost. I'm not on that hype. But, I mean, then you get today, the two-minute report comes out. Oh, yeah, Maxey did get fouled.
Mm.
I'm like, I'm sure that's going to really make Daryl Morey even happier when he files his grievance, which will get nothing because they're not going to say, you know what? We hear your grievance. We're going back to Madison Square Garden. We're going to replay we're going to play that inbounds play all over again.
Yeah. Well, that's the crazy thing, and Damian laid out why it wouldn't get overturned, because you'd have to prove that it was intentional or whatever, but they're sitting up here filing a grievance talking about, yo, you guys got all of this stuff wrong, and the NBA's like, yeah, we did, but your grievance is not accepted.
That's the cool part about it. It's like, yeah, we filed a grievance. Like, yeah, they're like, The Sixers are holding the two-minute report. Look, you said it was a foul. Yeah, it was a foul. Grievance denied.
If the NBA acknowledges this, I'm gonna need Monty McNair to file like 10 grievances.
I mean, if they let this slide, they're gonna have teams lined up for weeks. Would like, hold up. 3 weeks ago, if you would have heard our grievance, we'd be a 3 seed. We're a 6 now.
Right. Hey, here's Domas getting a black eye in the middle of the game where no foul was called.
What was the one, the Kobe Jones play where he got smacked in Boston?
Yeah, got smacked in the face on the putback. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be it's just funny. It's just, I'm like, why even have the process? Because what's it really going to? I think the last time I remember any type of grievance working was like, there was some play, was it like Miami or something?
Yeah.
They had to like replay like the last few seconds of a game.
And I think it was like,
it was Shaq,
right? Shaq wasn't on the team anymore.
Yeah, Shaq was in Phoenix at that point. So it was like, oh, by the way, remember 2 months ago, we got to replay that. Well, Shaq's not here. Who wants to be Shaq today?
Who wants to be Shaq?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know what Philly gets out of filing a grievance except getting made fun of on social media.
Well,
there's that.
Now I'm attempting to find how many times a grievance has actually worked.
I'm guessing here four times.
I don't even know that I'm going to be able to find it. I just love the idea. The 76ers, what's your grievance? The officials suck. They're absolute ass.
Yeah, it's like, did you see? I guess it's just hilarious that they're going to file a grievance and they're like, some of their evidence is going to be the league's report. Like, yeah, Maxey got fouled. And then Adam Silver goes, well, maybe Kyle should have called a timeout.
Okay, all right, this is interesting. Learning a difference in words. According to The Athletics, Jason's partner, Fred Katz, the grievance isn't an official protest of the game 2 loss, so that result will stand regardless. Instead, the 76ers wanted to find a way to voice their displeasure with the officiating in the postseason. So a grievance and a protest aren't the same thing.
I think a grievance allows you to voice your displeasure without getting fined. That's what it sounds like.
Well, that's clever.
Well, teams do that all the time. Was it the Rockets who sent all the tape in, or the Warriors were sending tape in?
Yeah. No, the Rockets, I think, were sending it in about – was it the Warriors?
I think it was the Warriors.
It was the Warriors, yeah.
They were fouling James Harden or
the something. The Warriors, they filed a grievance saying Domas was using the ball as a weapon.
Wow, that was crazy.
They fired a grievance through J.J. Redick, who said that the league was favoring Sacramento in that series.
That was
awesome. All I know was this. After this game, you know, the way that thing went for the Lakers, I fully expect them to shoot like 88 free throws.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get back on task.
LeBron James goes to the line for a playoff record 47 times in game number
AD
three.
Has 73 points tonight, 55 coming on free throws. The Nuggets have no more players left.
Here we go. Here we go as we look at the score. There's 5:20 to go in the third quarter, and LeBron is shooting free throws number 44 and 45 in this game.
You know it's going to be bad when it's like, my God, Rui Hachimura's at the line for the 23rd time tonight.
The game's going to be 7 hours long.
It's going to be – Malone's going to fight an official. By the end of like, what are you doing?
Michael Malone's getting thrown out after the 20th free throw. He's like, forget it. I'm not sticking around for this.
Their first TV timeout. We've been in the penalties since the tip-off.
They're going to pull the Jokic brothers out of the stands and have them come fight people on the court,
man. Hey, man, we talk about these thugs, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, and everyone's just like, oh, that's no big deal. It's just a Joker's brother. Like, those are some big dudes beating people up.
Yeah. Yeah,
can't figure out why it's ignored, Jason. Can't figure out why it's not a bigger discussion.
I can't imagine how come, you know, T. Morant was like, oh my God, he got to control this guy. And he's over there drinking on the court side. They're out there pummeling people. And it's like, okay.
I think journalists need to, and I understand there is a certain level of, it's journalism, right? The brother, I'm not going to try to pronounce his first name, of Denver Nuggets star Nikola Jokic, appeared to punch a fan during an altercation. No, he didn't appear to. It's on video. He punches the man in the face.
Yeah.
What do you mean appeared to?
4K.
No, video shows him going Evander Holyfield to this man's face.
Yeah, and I would love to hear the story of all that what led to that, because I'm like, I imagine there's some level of alcohol involved if you thought it would be a good idea to even step to one of them. But even still, I mean, we've seen family members banned from arenas for less.
This dude is wearing a Jokic jersey over a polo. Like, don't mess with that guy.
It's just not not wired.
That's nasty work.
Go to like, the top floor.
That guy is not wired properly.
You know that polo stays in the car. He just pulls it out for the game. He doesn't care what he's wearing, as if we can't figure out who he's there with.
Nobody in Denver will ask this because that's the hometown or whatever the case may be. But I don't know. Maybe somebody in L.A. or whatever. I mean, I'd ask Jokic. I'd be like, hey, and that, you know, you don't do it in a disrespectful way, but hey, are your brothers altercations, are that becoming a distraction for you?
Hey,
I'd be asking him.
They made De'Aaron Fox answer for his family on Twitter. But no one's going to ask Joker about his brother's fighting. I mean, come on. Like, what are we doing here? Like, people wanted to hold De'Aaron accountable for his dad's tweets. Or people like, Marvin, have you told your dad to stop tweeting? And they out there putting hands on people, and people are like, oh, wow, it's okay, wow. I have no idea why no one would seem to have it. I can't figure out what the issue, why one seems to be way worse than the – I can't put my finger on it.
Just don't know. It's just a coincidence. I think, honestly.
I mean, it's just crazy how it's like, oh, there's just, you know, hey, it's only assault.
It's only assault.
I mean, meanwhile, they're like, hey, guys, your dad tweeted.
Hey, no, like, in all seriousness, wasn't one of Ja's people banned from an arena?
They said they had a laser.
The laser.
Yeah, and they never confirmed that he did, like, it was a gun. Like, they just said a laser was pointed.
They banned someone with a, that was part of the whole what's wrong. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
That was the whole part of the, you know, Ja has issues era that probably we're still in, but he's hurt, you know. But yeah, it's just, it's almost, because even the coverage of it is so lighthearted.
Yeah. It always has been. Adorable. It always has been. Like when they went to, was it Miami? Mm-hmm. When they went to Miami, the Jokic brothers are going to Miami.
Oh, like, boy.
Hey, if I'm the Heat, I'm like, yeah, cool. They're not getting in. Right. They're publicly threatening our players. They're not getting into the arena. So if Nikola Jokic has a problem with it, you know what he could do? He could sit his ass out this game.
Yeah.
We'll be devastated.
Stand in protest. Stand in solidarity with your brothers.
Yeah, you stand outside.
Lakers need to file a grievance on behalf of their fans so they don't feel safe.
There you go. That's a good call.
We're scared because what if they start swinging on us?
There's just grievances all over the place in the NBA.
Yeah, everyone should file a grievance. Kings have to file a grievance over something. We know the Warriors will file a grievance over something.
They don't hesitate.
No. Yeah, we just need grievances everywhere. Like, you know, Wimby should file a grievance over something. I mean, this is anarchy. And then the NBA referee's Twitter account can send an apology to everyone.
Oh, they only apologize for LeBron.
That's the night they lost sleep.
LeBron is the only one who can bring change to the world. It has to be LeBron James.
LeBron, they're going to disband the replay center now. LeBron, like, what's going on?
LeBron's the only one that can go watch the replay.
That's facts. He gave him the J.R. Smith. He's like, look at my foot. Still the only player in history who's been able to approach the replay monitor.
Yeah, my man Rich Paul and them going to fly out there. LeBron, like, we fixing this. Rich, go out there. You run the replay now. Everything overturned. Darvin's going to have like 15 challenges. He won't use them, but hey.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn.
He'd be like, what the hell?
I can't wait to talk to Jason next week.
15 challenges and like 30 timeouts and is on the way to Cancun next week.
We're going to call this hour the Chronicles of Jason's Fandom.
I'm just like, he's going to be headed to Tulum with 9 timeouts, using him on vacation.
You're going to be feeling good too because he's back. You know, I'll be back. I know this was a job went on the line.
He got that Luke Walton reassurance. Hi, James. How's it going, buddy? I'm going to answer all your questions
great.
Here today.
Feel great. It's a great day today. That's what he goes.
That's one of the greatest days ever. Man, Luke Walton sounds unusually happy. 2 hours later, a report comes out. Luke Walton assured he won't be fired during the season. Excellent. Excellent. Jason, we appreciate you, my man. Thank you as always. Hang in there, brother. Hang in
there. All right. Like I said, I survived Josh McDaniels. This too shall pass.
True story. We appreciate you, bro. Thank you.
All right, y'all. Take it easy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.